Blog Talk Radio.
We are waiting for Ken Rose and Amy to get on the line. We are waiting for Ken Rose and Amy to get on the line before we get started here. I have some excellent, excellent news. So just hang with me, and as soon as Ken Rose get on the line, we'll start the show. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Ken Rose, you there?
I'm here, Bingy. How you doing?
Doing great, doing great, doing great. We had a good day today too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got a couple of more calls.
That's great.
Yeah. Anytime I get a letter, usually the letter is no good, but the calls are good.
That's real good.
That has been split up pretty good. So we look like we're in a pretty good position to really do something.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. Anytime I get a letter, I know it's bad news from them. But so far, the call's been really great because I'm able to talk to them. And it really helps and promotes what we're trying to accomplish here. But as soon as Amy gets on the line, then we'll talk more about it.
Okay, how many people do we have on right now?
12.
Okay, that's not too many, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's 12 so far. They usually come on. They come on late anyway. They don't come on at 6:30 or stuff like that. They're about 7 o'clock. We have more than enough people.
Yeah, most times the TIs think that we're in the choir and we just keep singing to the choir. We need to get outside the choir and start singing.
Right. And then even if they're late, it's okay.
Right.
And most of the time, they'd be to miss half the information. I think we're in a really great position. So I'm just going. We're just gonna take our time and get this thing right. And what's that guy's name you said you're going to send with me?
Dave Brensko.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave is very not Brensko. He's talked to you on the show before.
Oh, okay. I know who he is. Right. Okay.
Yeah, he's out of New York. He's very knowledgeable, and he knows all the laws. And, if this wasn't going on, why would Dennis Kucinich try to introduce a bill talking about what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And, the conclusion that I arrived at, I believe they know about it.
Oh, I know they know about it.
I think they want to find out what we know. I think really that's what this is all about. Because like I told you on yesterday, I had a tremendous conversation. I think it was Representative Levine, aide. And I tell you, that was a, I mean, for 15, 20 minutes, and they actually really listened. So I think we're heading in the right direction. And even today, we had a couple of conversations that was, you know, that that was interesting. I think they probably listened to me because I'm a reverend more than anything else.
Right. Well, you know, the American people, Reverend Payton, you're so dumb. Alex had his crew out in California, and they were getting people to sign a petition today. I was listening to it, and they told them, you know, we kind of want to turn this like Russia or Nazi Germany and take the people's guns away from it, and they still had people signing their petition.
Yeah. You know, and see, what they're doing now, they trying to belittle Alex Jones. Did you see that cartoon they made about him?
Yeah. And Rachel Maddow, she was talking about how stupid he was and all this and that. He believes in everything. And well, they know that they're hoping. But you know what? He's up to about 50, 60 million a week now listening to him. So I think they're going to have a hard time making people believe he's a conspiracy nut. This is not going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after in Boston, they just went door to door, and one woman dropped her hands down off top of her head, and they slammed her to the ground, put a gun to her head. They said, "Well, she might be Al Qaeda with this group of people." Alex told that cop, "said you might be Al Qaeda too, so why don't we slam you down and check you out?"
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you are
as long as our As long as our police are willing to be brutal and the military just do whatever they call, we're in deep trouble. But you know what? I don't think it's going to work out the way they think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's somebody a little more powerful than them.
Absolutely. Right now they think they're in total control. You hear?
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen. We're only going to give Amy a couple of more minutes, and we need to proceed on.
You want me to call her in case she went to sleep, or have you talked to her?
Yeah, why don't you call her?
All right, I'll do that, and I'll be back on in a second.
Okay, we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Okay. Still waiting for Amy. Did you get her?
Yeah, she should be coming on. She said, look for her number.
Okay, got her.
Okay.
All right, let's get started. What are we doing? Hello, everybody.
Hi, Reverend P.
Okay. All right, good to see you. Hear from you, Amy. Here's where we at right now. On yesterday, I received a call from Tammy Duckworth out of Illinois, Chicago. And she wanted to talk about this stuff. And I don't want you T.I.'s calling her. Make sure you don't call her because I'm working it in where we get a chance to go meet with her either in Chicago or in Washington. That's what I'm setting up. She's a former soldier. She had her legs amputated in the war. And she's open to what we're talking about. I don't know how long she's going to be, but what we want to do, we want to rush in and get her to support us on this issue. So one of her staff members called me yesterday and wanted to talk about it, wanted to know what I knew, and it appears to me that we're moving in the right direction. I have received a total of 10 telephone calls and 4 letters. All the four letters are negative. But I'm gonna work around that from the House and from the Senate. But that's okay, you know. As long as they wrote me back, I'm good with that. That means that opened the door for us to have a little dialogue. So my goal is to make sure that we get people who's willing to listen to what we have to say when we talk about targeted individuals. So I'm good, and I want to say I had a good on Tuesday. That was real good, Amy. You did good, and I'm really proud of you for that. That was good. But now we got to move on and make sure that we get a chance to get the minister to speak about it. I'm hoping before the week is out that I get a chance to go talk to him. I already put in my request for Saturday. I have not got a call back, so I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. But I'm going to do whatever I can to get this thing done as soon as possible.
Reverend Pick, I want
I'm
you
here.
To know that we are going to use that event and turn it into a transcript for the minister as well.
Well, how soon can you get it?
We're working on it now.
Okay.
And we also going to have it on DVD.
Okay, well, just in case, if you don't have it ready for me by the time I go visit him, I'll tell him that it's coming.
Tell him Mars number 26 in San Francisco is aware of it.
Okay, I can do that. I can definitely do that.
But Reverend Pink, don't hold up your meeting for that. If you get a chance, go ahead and see him going in.
Okay.
Let me explain something to you a little bit, Ken, and I know you don't understand. When you tell Minister Farrakhan, Mars 26, that's one of his representatives of the as the regional manager in Northern California. So he gonna automatically deal with the Moss report. He's gonna inquire about a Moss report on that because Reverend Pinkney could tell you that Minister Farrakhan deal with Moss status and reports when information come in. He wanna know who over there in that area dealing with it. So that's why I said that. Reverend Pinkney understand what I mean.
Now what I was saying, don't hold up his meeting with Reverend Farrakhan because he don't have the transcript. Don't do that.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay,
right.
I understand
That's
what you're saying. You're saying don't, if it so happened that I'm able to have the meeting on Saturday, go have the meeting, then I can also get the transcript later.
Right.
Just let him know Mars 26, which is in San Francisco, the San Francisco Mars, will have that available. And they will be sending it to him.
Okay. So they're going to send it directly to him?
Yes.
Or through his aide or whatever they're going to do it? It's probably going
right,
to go
but
through.
I'm also going to send you one, too, and you can let him know you will be sending him one as well. See, we'll
double
cover.
That's great.
Covered.
That's excellent. Yeah, I think that's the way we can get something done real fast.
Hey, Reverend Pinkney, I don't want to change the subject. What happened to that judge last Sunday?
I have no idea. I'm going to give her a call tonight and see what happened to her when we get off the line today, because I don't see her on the call either. Right now we have about 60 people on the call, and I don't see her name. I don't see her number at all, rather fact.
Okay.
So I don't see it at all. So
that would help us getting credibility too.
Right. That's what I was thinking too. With her, she can give us a little bit more credibility, and that's what I'm counting on. See, what we want to do now, we want to build up our credibility. We want to make sure that people understand that what we're saying is actually happening, and we're not making this stuff up. And even with my Muslim brothers, I think that we can get this judge to speak, which I'm probably going to have her online next week, on Sunday. So I'm going to make sure that she gets a chance to speak during my TI time, and then I can see where she at with this. But so far,
okay,
everything's been positive in reference to the House representative and to the Senate. So I'm expecting some big stuff to come out of that. What they do, I don't know, but if we get a meeting and do what we need to do, that's what I'm looking forward to. And
Reverend Pinkney,
yes.
Let me share two very important things with you. The government cannot lie about these things are not happening for this main reason. They have government patent this technology, for one. Dennis Kucinich tried to pass a bill to ban this technology. Those are the two main weapons that must be used against those who say, deny these things are not happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's very, very important, because remember this.
Why did they keep a patent then if these things are not happening?
Right, absolutely. I'm pretty sure what we're going to come up with. I believe that we're going to get four or five of these folks to actually want to call for a hearing. That's what I'm looking at so far. I know some of them is not going to want to call for a hearing, but I believe that we are going to put ourselves in a position where we can be in control of what we're trying to accomplish and don't have to worry about what they're saying. It's what we're saying is going to be the most important thing. And we better be ready for this. We got to get folks moving. And if we have to go to Washington and meet these folks, I want people to come to Washington. I don't want nobody coming there hollering and screaming, we this and I'm this. This is what they're doing to me. We're going to do it organized, like professional people. So that's
yes,
what we're going to do.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm good with that. I'm good.
On the front line, Reverend Pinkney, is those who have located their implants in their bodies. Those, we will find out whoever has located their implants and know where it's located at, or and have x-rays or whatnot. And then also ones who have got their body scan and whatever they have done that shows how they made significant information that points the finger to those who are involved. Now, one example is my former employer that had my case dismissed, but they work for the ones who manufactured the weapons. And me alone with the case, them denying that case right there, is a significant form of them covering up.
Hmm.
Because they said that I was unintelligent and uncertain about the technology, and that's why this program is continuing, because they are using methods to discredit the TI community and from this COVID operation being exposed. So it's no way you're a private contractor with a top-secret government clearance, and your first contract with NASA, and you have one presently with Raytheon, who manufactures microwave energy, and you lie clearly and obstruct justice in court, telling them, I don't know nothing about it, but you contracted with the ones who manufacture the technology. So right there is a significance of the cover-up, illustrates the cover-up techniques they use to try to block the TIs from getting out these programs.
Absolutely. And you know what, thing, Amy, we have to make sure that the TIs, that there's no fighting among them ourselves around here. Even we know that it's really not them doing it, but that's one of the key weapons that they're going to be trying to use, because I feel like we're getting close now to really having our meeting and having this investigation. And I don't know. They may be fooling me, but I'm very comfortable with what we have been talking about. And like I said, I know we're not going to get all of them, but if we get half the people that we have dropped off a package to, or we get just five or six of them, I'm happy with that. So my thing is that we're doing all the things that need to be done. When we get ready to go to Washington, we're going to select a team to go with us, people who's going to be able to articulate exactly what's going on and do it in an intelligent way. And don't get all excited and this and that and so-and-so, so-and-so. We don't want to hear. We want to deal with facts and only facts. I don't want to hear all that other crap that sometimes we be talking about. I want to hear exactly something that we can prove. And if we can't prove it, we won't use it. So those of you who got documents about where your chip is, I'd love to have you, but I want to make sure you're able to articulate exactly what we're trying to accomplish here. So what we're going to do, we're going to start getting folks together and decide who's going to do what and who's close to where we need to be. If we need to go to Washington, who's close to Washington who can go? Like, I know that Gloria is close to, is in Philadelphia. She'll be real good to go there. But, you know, you have to make that decision, Ken and Amy, who do what or who do where. Whoever y'all select, I don't have a problem with. Right now we got about 80 callers on hold now, so we're getting there. I expect to have a lot of people tonight, but we have to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do. So here's the number one thing today that we're going to deal with. We are getting calls back from the Senate and the House, which is good. The letters we have received have been negative. Go see somebody else, or go do this, or go do that. I'm going to call them back later about the letter. Number two, when we get ready to go to Washington or wherever they want us to come, I prefer Washington, then we're going to select a team of people to go to Washington with us. And not a lot, but just enough so they'll know that we're serious about what we're doing. Maybe we'll take six, seven people with us and take it from there. So also, with the minister, whatever I can get out of him, get him to do, that would be a blessing. I believe that he will start talking about this for the simple reason he kind of like hit on this once before a little bit. So let's see where we at with this, and let's see where we go.
Oh, he voted in the final call 3 months ago when that child was supposed to commit attack that school. He said the FBI that he has one of his liaisons. Reporters state that child was under mind control, and they used that technology on him and had him do that. It wasn't a final call, and I have that final call.
I remember reading it, and also I thought I heard him say that on a tape or something.
Oh, you did. He said it last year.
I saw that.
Two years ago on Savior's Day, he talked about mind control.
Right. See, that's when he's going to talk about it, and that's when so many people hear what he has to say. You know, millions and millions and millions of people hear him on Savior Day. And if I would have really known about him that we wanted him to talk about it then, I usually go on Savior Day, but I didn't go this time. But that is when he normally speaks about it. So I think that we're right where we need to be. And I think that's where we're going. Ken,
Yeah.
Have you came up with any more ideas that you think that we might want to institute? We don't want to do too much because I got other things that I be doing too, so I don't want to tie myself down with just this. But I do work on this every day. But I want to make sure that I don't tie myself down with just this because I still got to do my other work. So, but is there anything you could think of that you feel that's important that we should be doing, let me know.
Okay, only thing I can say, if any TI has got wants to go in there and speak and they think they're good enough, they start saving your money up so when we get there, you can get to Washington.
And remember, I don't want people to go there who got these bad attitudes, who if they tell them that, something ain't happening, you go off while we're there. We don't want that. What we want to do, we want to act like we're going to be mannable, we're going to dress nice, we're going to go there, and we're going to go there with the intention to prove that that this stuff is really happening. So I know we got our foot in the door now, but we got to keep going forward. We can't stop now. So I'm going to need everybody, corporation, and make sure that you understand this because it's crucial that we get this thing right. It's for your own benefit because some people have been talking for the last 25, 30 years. So it's time that we move forward and do things. My main goal is to get that appointment and get that investigation. So if I can do that and then get the minister to talk about it, we're well on our way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reverend
so,
Pinky, I also think that we got to get the symptoms of the technology and have somebody read out the symptoms once a week after the end of the TI presentation. If you are suffering from these specific symptoms, contact us or come on our Thursday evening call and share your story with us, if you or your family members.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? That's good, Amy. I think that we should have somebody to come on and read that every week.
Yes, and we'll be dealing.
You know what? Hey, Amy, here's what I'm thinking. I think that every week somebody should, for now, should read out the symptoms of what they are, even on my Sunday show, too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So do anybody have them already wrote out?
We can get them. They don't have us to get. We'll gather that up for Sunday.
Okay, well, have that ready for us on Sunday. What I'm going to do is this. We're going to go into, and when I start my TI time, I'm going to let Ken talk first, then I'm going to have somebody to read, and then I'm going to get the judge to come on.
You can designate, Reverend Pinkney, you can designate Gloria, because she do have access to the computer, but I'll work with Gloria of getting the symptoms, and then you'll have her call Glo to read it out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, every week what we're going to do, if a different person want to read it, we can do that. But Gloria be our chosen one. If it's okay with her now, let's make sure we get the okay from her.
I know Glo will. I talk Glo says she want to help any way she can.
Okay.
She'll,
and then maybe also if we need somebody to do some research, maybe Gloria might be willing to do that. Not a whole lot, just enough to keep everybody informed about what's going on. Maybe she'll ask her to do that also.
Okay, I'll help her out to do
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Reverend Pinkney, why don't you see if anybody else wants to speak? It's new or something, open their line up.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to 330 right now and see the 330. Are you there?
Yep. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm okay. I actually have the research done.
Oh, okay, real good. Your name is what?
Dorothy.
Oh, hey, Dorothy. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
A suggestion for you that is always a very powerful thing,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of the team you go to, and you may want to ask Jesse Baltrain if he wouldn't mind. but on his website, ISAAC.org, he's got videotapes of then-Senator Joe Biden talking to Supreme Court nominee Roberts in the confirmation hearings about the RFID chip, that it was going to become a legal issue. So it's always very powerful that when you have national leaders in their own words showing that and saying, so how is this not an issue? Then you also have President Clinton, who talked about experiments on American citizens as well as military. But what he does is he goes on to say that he wanted information gathered up by the organizational, national organizations, and not to relay to the victims who had been experimented on, in which he said it was some of the most inhumane experiments of their time. So, and then you also have the commission, President Obama's commission, where people were talking. The point being is that when you have commissions appointed by federal leaders, and in their own words, that then becomes evidence. And that can be very important, not just to show, because then it's a powerful indicator of, we do have a problem. These people are saying it, who are still in our government, and how is it that we're not being heard? Do you see?
Hey, Dorothy, this is Ken. Can you send me those links over to what you're talking about and see if I can get them made into a DVD?
Sure.
Oh, Kenny, baby.
Sure, and the other is that let's even go a little bit further. Here's some historical data. In the Apollo and Mercury astronauts, they put chips, and that was in the 60s, which was able to pay attention to their heart rate, their thoughts, and but their heart rate and their blood pressure and stuff like that. You also had CIA doctors Irvin and Martin from Harvard University in 1969, who put chips in a child and a woman who had severe trauma, both in domestic violence as well as severe sexual abuse, to change their behavior. And these were neurological chips. So with giving them stimulation, they were simply able to totally change their personas and their behavior. 1974, Jose Delgado, Dr. Jose Delgado from Yale University, put chips in a 16-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy who had no issues whatsoever, no personality or physical issues whatsoever. Changed the girl from strumming her guitar and playing her guitar with a goofy smile on her face to into a rage. And then you also had the 11-year-old boy who went from totally normal little boy to believing he was a girl who wanted to marry Jose Delgado. Delgado also said in a very, and I'm paraphrasing the quote, that he believed that all military from the lowest rank to the highest rank needed to have chips in them because they did not have a right to develop their own brain and control their own body, and that the elite would then control them. Okay, Jose Delgado.
You know, that's some really, really important stuff you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy, I need all those because I can put all those on one DVD.
Not a problem. And I also have, and I'm going to have to talk to a person that I know, because this individual has direct knowledge that this is being done, direct knowledge. But, of course, I'm not going to give that person's name out right now. I have to talk and ask if they're willing to assist in this bigger issue.
Well,
okay?
Do what you have to do and then get back with us on that so we'll know exactly where we're going and what we need to do. The most important thing that we got to stop this monster from growing. And the only way I know how to do it is get it out in the open. And I appreciate you too, Dorothy, because you are giving me a little insight that's truly important. And I'm definitely going to want you on Sunday's show to really talk about it.
Well, another thing, Reverend Pinckney, that I also have concern with, and please know, I know that let's go even a little bit further. John Pompei, who is from MIT, Pompei is his name. He's a graduate at MIT. Out on YouTube, there is a demonstration of what he made was Audio Spotlight. Audio Spotlight is the untraceable, so it has no evidence stream to it, in which he demonstrates his and it's pretty much a flat piece of plastic or whatever. I don't know what the material is, but he was able to hold it up and has a very small hole in the middle in which he could focus that circle on anyone five levels below him. He was in a balcony library and at MIT, and he pointed it at anybody studying in any part of the library. Pointing at it, he could whisper, and they thought he was hearing it. They were hearing his voice between their ears. So you have this kind of technology that's out there on YouTube. Whether or not we have to go to him to get that information or get a copy of it or whatever, these are clearly weapons that are out there. And I think part of it is by getting copies of YouTubes or whatever in which you could show this, A, demonstrates the fact that it is out there, that it can be used, it even going out onto eBay or any place else and showing that you can buy this stuff. Because when you're talking about either TIs or veterans that are dying at 22 a day, in which the mental health world is now deeming a lot of these people as schizophrenics for hearing voices, and I am a veteran, in which when I was going through the VA many years ago after being forced to take the MMPI test, three times the person who was giving me the test said, "Don't you hear voices? Don't you hear voices? Don't you hear voices?" Another is that over many years of being broken down because of what I had been subjected to against my will in the military, and I won't go into it here, many of us are smart enough to be able to know if you know somebody's voice, like a friend or even your parent or something like that. You typically know those voices. So part of it is whether or not we want to see about, A, getting some money together as a group, and considering, since these things are purchasable on the Internet, why don't we get some of those purchasable equipment? And when the group goes up to the Senate and Congress, and with their permission, we can use some of that. Somebody can be in that room and use some of that. Again, maybe if you have connection to Congresswoman Duckworth, she would be willing to allow it into the chambers for demonstration that this is being used. And especially on a congressperson who's sitting there and all of a sudden they're hearing somebody's voice, that would be a very interesting demonstration, don't you think?
I think that would be tremendous. I think what we should do, we probably won't be able to get it in Washington, D.C. to use it, but maybe we could take it to their office, wherever they located, whatever city they're in. Like Duckworth is in Chicago area. We can go there. We got Bobby Rush. He's in the Chicago area. Danny Davis, he's in the Chicago area. We can take it to there. You know, those three people we can knock off real fast. And also we got Gary Peters from Michigan, and also Kanye's from Michigan. Those are five people that we should be able to contact and do that demonstration. I'd love to get that demonstration and perform it for them.
Right. Well, Congresswoman Duckworth.
Dorothy, hold on for one second. Go ahead, Ken.
I already own an Audio Spotlight. I just got to get somebody to help me run it through a computer and know how to work it.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, so we one step ahead already. We got that. I think that would be perfect. Maybe Jeff or Dave know how to operate that thing or whatever. But whatever we need to educate ourselves enough to know what these equipment, not only what they do, but how to operate them.
Well,
right.
And the other side of that, I would also suggest, and again, I don't have problems doing the research because I've already done it and provide it, is the DSM-4 and 5. That's the diagnostic, the psychological diagnostic manual. What they're now doing is they're misusing it against those who are crime victims. And they're virtually saying that crime victims are mentally ill rather than emotionally damaged. And I think that we should be beginning to use the terms emotionally damaged through criminal abuse, because that is a truth factor to it. And to even share that the DSM-5, by and large, is coming out soon to such a degree that it is virtually saying if you have a human emotion, then you're mentally ill, which kind of makes you beg the idea, especially if you go backwards in the history of the mental health field that came out of the false memory syndrome of the 1970s foundation, which is actually very pro-rape and pro-abuse, domestic violence and other abuses, that it was really set up going backwards from Nazi Germany and those places. So the histories are important as well. So I'll put those together and provide those.
Right. The history is very, very important so people can understand it just a little bit more. But you know what? I think that we're having a breakthrough. I believe now that people are listening to what we're saying, and they no longer think if we say that you're a target individual that you're nuts. They don't. I'm almost convinced, because when Ken them first came on the show, and Ken would call me afterwards, and he would tell me what people think. And I used to tell them that they think that that this stuff is not happening. This stuff is not real. But I think we have made a major breakthrough, especially by we having such a large our audience. Last week we had 35,000 more people than we had the previous week, and we're getting close to getting to that 500,000 people pretty soon. So it's all we have to do is stay focused and make sure we have our TI time. And when we talk about TI time, we get people on who can articulate exactly what we want them to say so people can understand what's happening. And I believe this breakthrough is not only like on the show, but I think it is trickling down. They may be listening to our show. This is what I'm thinking.
You can bet
on
it.
In order for me to get this many phone calls from them, they could have wrote me a letter and told and thanked me for the affidavits and stuff like that. And then directed me to Fred Upton like four of them did. But instead of that, they called me. They actually had someone from their office call me. I'm excited about that because they took the time out to say that maybe this is a possibility. So I'm hoping that everybody understands how important that is. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play it just like this. Even the ones that wrote me a letter, I'm going to call them back next week and have a nice conversation with them, because they have allowed me to get my foot in the door. And what we're trying to accomplish, we know, look, if they tell us that they don't know nothing about this, we know they nuts themselves, because I know they know.
Now, if I say not all the way that they nuts, that they don't want to lose that money. This is a trillion-dollar industry, and they don't want to give it up.
You know what we did? We gave it to too many people. When you give it to that many people, I believe they're talking about it on the Hill. I believe it is. I believe they're talking. Because, why would they waste time calling us? Why? I don't understand that. To me, it seems like we have a breakthrough. What they do with it, I don't know, but we keep that pressure on them. When it's time for us to for 10,000 TIs to start calling that office, we're going to be ready. And I know TIs don't like to do nothing, but you're going to have to get off your butts and start doing things. And I don't want to hear that you've been hit so hard you can't do nothing. If we're going to stop this stuff, we're going to have to work together, fight together, stand together, and do things to make them know that we're serious about what we're doing. So that's how we're going to deal with this thing. Because I think right now we're doing a great job. And Dorothy, what you just said was so good that I really like that, because it sounds like to me, and I'm not a TI, but I may be a TI. I don't even know. But, you keep talking, then maybe you'll say, well, then I can kind of like figure out, well, these are some of the symptoms that's happening to me. So whatever it is, I'll be ready for it.
Right, right.
But I'm really good with this, though. I'm excited. I'm excited. I feel that we are definitely heading in the right direction. I believe that what we're doing now is the best thing for everybody, not just for a few. Not just for a few. I believe it's for everybody. So that's where we at. But the point is, we're gonna put a team together, the goal. And then we're gonna sit down and meet somewhere and talk about what we're gonna say. And I really need those DVDs. I like to have maybe a short one, maybe about 10 minutes at the most, to demonstrate to the Senate and to the House that this is happening. Because that's something I can just put on my computer and show for about 10 minutes is the max. I think they will be able to hold their attention and talk to them at the same time. So and also for Minister Farrakhan, I would love to have something, but I can meet with him anytime. I'm not really concerned about that. But I want to meet with him by Saturday. If not, then it would probably have to be next week sometime. But I think we're doing great. I think we're heading in the right direction. I think we're doing all the things that need to be done. And on Sunday, I want to make sure that everybody has some stuff that we can read and educate the people about what's happening. So we good with that. Amy, what I want you to do, I want you to work on that that DVD for us. You hear me? Amy. Ken, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got it covered.
You got it covered? Okay, so I want Dorothy and Gloria. I want to make sure that both of y'all have some information for me on Sunday. And I want both of y'all to read. And also I want, I got another person I'm going to have come on for the TIAS. And we're gonna start giving the TIAS a little bit more time. Because I think now we are able to do so, and people won't be talking about how nutty we are. So I'm thinking that's how I'm going to do. I'm going to open up with Ken. Then I'm going to open up with the educational part. And then I'm going to open up with the judge. I'm going to have the judge to say something. And then we'll see how much time we got left, and we'll see how we work that the rest of it in. So we're pretty well filled up on what we're going to do and what we're trying to accomplish. But we got to stay focused, and please don't get sidetracked. So that's the most important thing.
Reverend Pinckney, did you notice that Mary Neal, this last Sunday, she said, my whole family is a T.I., and she never did talk about no mentally ill. Not trying to say she don't have her own belief, but she wasn't praying. She was serious. After people kept talking about it, she got to re-examine things. She said, my whole family is a T.I.
And absolutely, and also, on Sunday, you heard Ralph Porter talk about T.I., and that was the first time I ever heard him say anything about the T.I. He said the first time I ever heard him mention, because most of the time, most people don't think it was real. When they first came on, they rhubarbed me. Matter of fact, they was hitting me with tomatoes and everything when we first started talking about the T.I. Oh, that ain't happening. You're going to lose all your credibility. That's what I was hearing. You're going to lose credibility dealing with the T.I. And I said, well, if I have to lose my credibility dealing with them, then it just be lost. That's how I look at it. Because I think everybody deserves a chance until you prove me different. Then that's how it is. But I believe that we can do this thing, work this thing out, just keep it just like we are, because I'm telling you, we're going to have a 500,000 listeners within, I would say, by June, because we're adding 40 and 50,000 every week now. And it looks like, and that's on the computer, that means that all during the week that they're tuning in what we're saying. They may not tune in just on Sunday, but they do all during the week. They tune in to what we're talking about. So I think that's amazing. And once again, Blog Talk, they want me to extend my time to another hour, I'm not gonna do it. But maybe after the summer, over in September, we'll think about having just maybe an hour and a half, or just
this T.I.'s talk is still having our show on Thursday. I might just do it that way and while we got everybody listening, and then we can get folks to come in and say what they have to say. So I'm looking at it that way, too. So, but we'll vote on it. It won't be that I'm just saying, because when I say T.I. time, that refers to everybody here. Because even now we have more people on the line than we have. We got a full house. And that's amazing when you sit down and think about it. So we got folks who actually are TIs, and they probably everybody want to say. But one thing about a TI, a lot of them don't want to talk. So those who don't want to talk, we're not mad at you, but just don't start talking and then talking crazy, and don't be fighting with each other, and don't be trying to pick fights with each other. If something happens, if you need me to mediate it, you contact me, and I'll mediate it, and whatever we decide at that time, that's it. It's over. It's over. No, if you want to be mad and then you want to drop out the group, that's on you, you see. But we're going to do what's right, and we're going to do what's right in God's eye, not man. So that's where we're going with this. And I want to make sure that everybody understands how important it is. Everybody's no big eyes and little you with this, you know. And here's something that a lot of people, I really appreciate Ken Rose. He had went beyond the call of duty. Anytime we ask him to do something, he do it. We asked him to come to Chicago with me to have the breakfast with the minister. He didn't even hesitate. He got up early in the morning, got himself there, and I appreciate that. He also whatever we need done, he's there. He makes signs. He do all the things that need to be done to make something successful. And here's another thing. This Sunday, I'm going to be in Detroit. And once again, I'm picking in the NAACP. Okay, the TIs say, well, what that has to do with me? Well, a lot of TIs went to the NAACP for help, and they refused to help them. So we're able to get publicity that way. The camera's going to be there. So you'll be able to because Elvira and Gloria, they did a magnificent job in Washington, D.C. They was there, and we was able to talk about the TIs and different things. And we got this young lady, Alisa Poe. I mean, she is, I probably have talked to her four or five times about TIs since we've been to Washington. And now she believe it. You remember when y'all first talked about it, she really didn't believe it. But now she believe it. And I'm going to get her to write a story about y'all. And then what we're going to do with that, we're going to take this thing to a whole different level. So listen, on that note, I want to have Amy, tell us where you at on this next one.
What would you say, Reverend Pinckney?
Hold on for a second. Let me go to 903-714.
That's me, Lonnie. I'm in Washington State. I was just going to say that there's been some absolutely wonderful information coming out, and if this is all put onto DVDs and information like from Ken, whatever, is there some way to mass produce this stuff, send it out to TIs who can use it locally? Like I said, I'm on the opposite coast. But it would be important if this kind of technical proof and information that you're taking to Washington could also be spread around the country by individual TIs.
Here's another thing I want TIs to know. When we make the DVDs, if you make some, I like for you to make them short. No more than 10 minutes at the most, because anything sometimes beyond 10 minutes, people, you know, your concentration is not that long, even myself. But I like what you just said. What we'll do with the DVDs, and also maybe we need to raise some funds so we can have a pot and have a treasurer and stuff like that. I think if we was going to have a treasurer, I would like to see Ken be the treasurer, hold all the money, because he's the type, we don't have to worry about him running off with the money. So, but I think we won't have a conference next week. Let me see where we at. Yeah, we have a conference next week. We have a meeting next week, and what we'll do, what we want to do, we're gonna select a secretary and a treasurer, and people who's going to do things. We're going to set ourselves up more as an organization than just people just having meetings. So does anybody have any objections to that? Okay, so we real good.
Hey, Reverend Pinkney, can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
When I went to your Banco meeting and I told them all about the TIs, there's about 100 people there, and I passed out 150 DVDs. Did we get any feedback on that?
We sure have. Matter of fact, about four or five of them have asked me more about it, and I'm going to give them another DVD.
Okay.
I'm going to give them another one because they see something, but they don't quite understand exactly what it is. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people don't believe that stuff like that can actually be happening. They don't believe that this government could be this dirty and rotten. They believe that, you know, whatever happening, a lot of times is in people's mind. Just like when you used to come on the radio, you know, you'd be surprised what people told me when you the first time y'all came on. Man, they were talking about, I'm going to lose all my credibility, they said. You're going to lose all your credibility. They said it. But now they're singing a different tune. So I think this is a major breakthrough. And it must be doing something, because nobody can from week to week create maybe over 40,000 additional people listen to your show. Some people would be happy just to have 40,000 people.
Reverend Pinkney?
Yes.
Another consideration, since you're thinking about setting up, or we're setting up an organization. There may need to be, for instance, as Amy is talking with Gloria, a group that pretty much handles all the symptomology for any TI, because there's a huge plethora of people that maybe having been sexually abused or post-traumatic stress veterans, but virtually in a column put what their titles are, because I'm sure they're probably associated to different types of people, and then but also see about filling in as much as possible a large all the symptomology. The second would be another organization that looks at history and or technology that is being used against them. That
mm-hmm.
way we have the backup, and one that I've already realized is that I found actually out on the internet was a voice changer, because I was messed with that. Now, the other is also some of the extremely troubling things. I mean, the entire phenomena is troubling anyway. But the one that we need to see about getting more documented is, for instance, and there's two areas that I've seen emotionally that seem to be happening. Depending on what has happened in these domestically terrorized human beings' lives, they can have a great deal of numbing because of trauma, but
yes.
Then what they do is they seem to take them to a place of sheer fear and terror. And when they're in fear and terror, they look like they're out of their mind, but they're actually in survivor mode and fear and terror because of the networking that is happening. My point being is that based on something that Lorraine Fenton shared with me, that it's often you are most vulnerable when it's hormonal and or emotionally based. And the other is that for those who might have been targeted with the intention of setting them up, and good Miss Amy really help clarify some stuff to me, that there are those who have been put in a position of being very frightened and then provoked with some of this technology with the implications of harming somebody in federal government, and I mean significantly harming people. And
you,
it is
you know what?
Totally
I do understand that. And
right.
And here's what we're going to do also. We're going to set up teams, support teams for people. And we really don't have enough time to go in there tonight, because we only got 35 seconds left. And what I want to do, I want to make sure that everybody be on point. We got Gloria. We got you going to do the research. And we're going to have, and I'm thinking about having Ken as the treasurer, And what we're going to do, we're going to work on things and we're going to vote people into what we're trying to do. And, but unfortunately, we don't have any more time. But the show Sunday at 5 p.m., I want you to talk, but you and I need to talk just a little bit more, Dorothy. So I want to make sure that we're in the right direction that we're trying to accomplish here, because you sound like a person that can get the message across that we're trying to convey to the people. So I'm more than happy with that, but unfortunately, we don't have any more time. But we will have our show next week, next Thursday, 6:30. If for some reason I don't, I'll designate somebody to run the show just in case, because I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio next week. And also I'm going to be speaking at Ohio State University. So I'm going to be there. And then I'm also going to talk about the TIs to some of these professors and see what we can do. And maybe I can pull a few of them on board after I get through speaking. But I'm going to lay the groundwork for that. But I want everybody to understand how important it is for us to work together. And whatever you do, please do not fight with each other. I know it's not you. I know it's the microwave, and I know that's how they treat you. But we have to fight that thing off and build this thing up the way that it should be. And on that note, we don't have any more time. I'm going to have to say goodnight to everybody, and I will talk to you all soon. Don't forget, and those of you who are in Detroit, make sure that you come to the meeting at Cobo Hall. Get there at 2 o'clock. The press conference is at 2:30. And if a T.I. come there, we'll start off talking about the NAACP. Then we'll bring in the T.I.s. So that way they can get a mouth of it, too. Also, I talked to about 6 or 7 people from the media today. And I did include the T.I.s, and I told them the reason why we're picking him because the NAACP also have turned their back on the target individuals. So I'm throwing that in so they can get an idea exactly where we're going. Listen, on that note, I got to end this show. Talk to you all later. God bless y'all. Talk to you soon.
God bless you.
Good night, y'all.
Amy, I'm calling you.
Okay.
Okay.